This is 89.1 WEMU. David Fair with you, and welcome to Issues of the Environment, where today our focus is going to be on the Great Lakes and the money required to continue making water quality improvements and to study and enact measures to further protect the lakes from such things as invasive species. My guest today is James Diana. James is director of the Michigan Sea Grant Program. He also serves as professor of fisheries and aquaculture at the University of Michigan School for Environment and Sustainability. Thank you for your time today. I do appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Take me back to the day in March of this year when you heard that the Trump administration's budget proposal sought to nearly eliminate funding for the $73 million in funding for the National Sea Grant Program.
Yes, we were in D.C. at the time. We had a meeting planned for all of the Sea Grant programs, and so all the directors were there. It was pretty stunning notice to hear, and obviously changed the whole content of our meeting.
We should note that the Sea Grant program funds coastal research at 33 universities throughout the country. In Michigan, the focus is on the Great Lakes and many of Michigan's inland waterways, with $1.8 million in funding to the University of Michigan and Michigan State University. What would your life look like without that funding?
Well, personally, it would just have changed the amount of time I spent as a professor versus a director. But professionally, as far as Sea Grant was concerned, that would be the end, really. We do have some funding from the state of Michigan through both universities, but I find it unlikely that they would continue to dedicate it to a program without any match coming from the federal government.
Now, you obviously have a dog in the race, as pointed out, but from your perspective, what would we lose in Michigan specifically if the 30-plus percent cut were made to the EPA and that trickled down to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, from which the Michigan Sea Grant Program is funded? If that were suddenly cut off, what would the implications environmentally and economically be?
So environmentally, we're working on things like new spawning reefs for fish in the St. Clair River system, removing invasive species throughout the state, trying to understand better the way that harmful algal blooms are occurring in Lake Erie. All of those activities would stop if we didn't have funding from EPA to do it. And then economically, Michigan Sea Grant has a lot of programs where we try to help with the coastal economy, especially in some of the smaller communities along the coast. Many of those communities are really hurting economically. They depended a lot in mining. They depended on commercial fishing, both of which are gone. And as a result, we've really tried to help them plan how they could bring tourism in a reasonable way, how they could develop other kinds of resources like their harbors to make them more economically viable.
So is there some sort of statistical analysis or funded study that gives us empirical evidence the investment in the Michigan Sea Grant Program has made a positive environmental and economic difference?
We've done analyses of cost-benefit ratios for Michigan and throughout the whole Sea Grant Program. And it's about $8 to one. $1 of federal money invested, returning about $8 in economic growth of the in the state and in the country.
Well, I guess the good news is that it would appear anyway, as the budget makes its way through Congress, most, if not all, of the funding is expected to be restored. Is that your understanding as well?
Yes. Most recently, we've heard from Congress saying that there'll be a small cut in NOAA. It looks like about, I think it's $80 million, which seems like a lot, but NOAA's budget is something like $9 billion. So it's not anywhere near what the Trump administration had done, which was a cut of about $900 million.
Issues of the Environment continues on 89.1 WEMU, and we're talking about the Great Lakes and Michigan's waterways with James Diana. James is director of the Michigan Sea Grant Program. Does the prospect of an administration that wants to eliminate your funding change the way that you and those involved with the Michigan Sea Grant Program go about setting and implementing priorities?
No, I don't think so. We've come to the conclusion that our state representatives in D.C., both Congress and the Senate, are very much in favor of our programs and have done everything they can to try to maintain them and restore them. And so we're going ahead with business as usual.
And are you encouraged that you may be working in one of the realms where there really truly is bipartisan efforts to work together?
Absolutely. One of the things that was sort of nice about this whole budget issue was that many people came out in told us how what good work we were doing and how much they appreciated it. Probably wouldn't have happened without the threat of closure, but it was nice to see.
What are the current priorities for the Michigan Sea Grant program?
Well, we're continuing in this idea of how we can help coastal communities. One of the areas is in aquaculture, where we think small aquaculture businesses could start around the coast and help replace the commercial fishing, which has been reduced, or at least increase the fish production in the state. So that's one. We have the Clean Marina program, where we're trying to get marinas to adopt better environmentally friendly methods, and as a result then attract more people and also reduce their costs for things like insurance. So that's another program we would love to expand. And then generally, we think that helping coastal communities in decision-making is probably our biggest activity. Many of these small coastal communities lack the expertise to coordinate what they're doing and understand it environmentally themselves. And so our assistance there, I think, is huge.
You are listening to 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and we're talking with James Diana on this week's edition of Issues of the Environment. James is director of the Michigan Sea Grant Program, one of the areas along the coast of a great lake, Lake Erie in particular, has been suffering for years now with massive algal blooms, and this year is supposed to be a doozy.
We have been involved mostly in research on the Lake Erie system. Of course, Lake Erie is a very small part of our program, smallest shoreline for sure. Ohio Sea Grant really has been leading the charge there. But there has been a lot of work in upstream areas trying to look at the effects of runoff and trying to deal with changing farming practices to more effectively utilize fertilizer so that we don't get runoff into the streams. I think that in the future, a better understanding of that relationship and just continued improvement in farming practices will probably make a huge difference. But still, there are so many things coming together that cause these harmful algal blooms that farm practices alone aren't the only thing.
In your estimation, is there reason for short-term optimism, or is it more of a long-term ideal?
I think it's long-term. It's kind of funny because for a while, we didn't really have a lot of harmful algal blooms occurring in Lake Erie when the water quality was actually worse. Now that the zebra mussels have come in and cleaned up the water to some degree, we're seeing these algal blooms get worse. And it's kind of interesting that with time, it's not improved so far.
Well, our time together is winding down, but I do want to ask this. The $300 million for the Great Lakes Initiative, the nearly $2 million for the Michigan Sea Grant Program, really amounts to a drop in the bucket. Has there been any projection as to what it would cost, really cost, to truly and effectively clean up the Great Lakes?
I think that the investment we had going for the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative, which was about $400 million a year, probably over a 15 to 25-year period, would do a lot. We're seeing many places now that have been removed from the area of concerns lists, and we're actually doing a study in Sea Grant to see what's the economic value of improving the system around areas of concern. So I think we're still looking at a fairly substantial investment to really take care of these legacy problems that have come from our previous uses.
Professor Diana, I truly appreciate your time today.
You're welcome.
That is James Diana, director of the Michigan Sea Grant Program. He also serves as professor of fisheries and aquaculture at the University of Michigan School for Environment and Sustainability. I'm David Fair, and you've been listening to Issues of the Environment. This feature is produced in partnership with the Office of the Washtenaw County Water Resources Commissioner, heard each Wednesday only on 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.